next chart shows the non-sewer and water capital improvement fund budget for, that's proposed for next fiscal year. And it totals $19.7 million. And revenue-wise, it includes $13.4 million in realty transfer tax funds, about 68% of the revenue, $4 million from the appropriated reserve account, as Sue just explained, and almost $2 million in federal airport grant funds. As far as the projects, there is almost $5 million in airport projects that are listed here. Runway 1028, that is for rehabilitation of runway 1028, which is the runway where the C-130s were parked at. That runway hasn't been open in years, and there's money appropriated for that. Also, some of the other cost is related to runway 422, extending it from 5,000 to 6,000 feet. There's also $750,000 appropriated for water and fire system for the airport and industrial park. $250,000 is included for renovations to this building and out at the West Complex. $2.5 million for property acquisition. And also $400,000 for South Coastal Library expansion and $650,000 for Greenwood Library expansion projects. And then the last but not least item here is the administrative building annex that Mr. Stickles discussed, $7.5 million. This is, we estimate, to be a $15 million project, and this would be the first year of funding for the project, and we anticipate funding it over the following two budget years. Again, the total was $19.7 million, and as was previously noted, this is funding where we are setting aside existing revenues and revenues that we receive to fund these projects. Instead of going to the bond market and borrowing and incurring interest costs, we are attempting to continue to fund these on a pay-as-you-go or pay-as-you-grow basis. The next chart reflects sewer and water connection fees. These are one-time hookup fees payable for new hookups to our sewer system and water system. And many of them are increasing at 5%, which reflects construction cost index that we use. Construction costs for sewer and water have increased substantially, as Mr. Izzo can tell you. And we have tried to adjust some of these fees so that growth pays for itself. The districts that are served by the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, which include Bethany, South Bethany, Fenwick, Cedar Neck, Ocean View, are increasing an additional $442 because of a new project that is for a pump station 30 upgrade and a regional force main, which cost about $12 million. So we were able to justify increasing those connection fees an additional amount. The largest increase in the connection fees as proposed is for the Oak Orchard Sewer District from $1,540 to $3,023, but that is a little misleading. First of all, the fee is only for new improvements in the district, and the existing residents who had improvements there as of February 1st, 2001 are not responsible for that fee as long as they hook up in a timely basis. What we did is we were able to reevaluate that fee this year because the Oak Orchard Sewer District was just completed, and we were able to add a transmission portion of that fee to bring it up in line and more comparable to the other connection fees. And the next chart I have is regarding annual sewer and water district charges. These are average charges for each sewer and water district for one EDU and the average front footage within that district. We are recommending some increases, as we discussed in the service charge rates. The service charge rates cover operations and maintenance and treatment costs. And we are recommending some increases there. We are not recommending any increases in front foot assessment charges. we talked about the energy and fuel cost and their impact on the sewer districts. That is a major reason for the service charge rate increase. We have other cost increases such as employee group hospital cost, employee pension cost. And then also a major reason is that many of these districts, which began operations in the mid-70s, are requiring major maintenance at this point. To give you an example, Bethany Sewer District, the budget includes $317,000 for a slip line project, which you may recall is where a liner is placed inside existing pipes without having to dig up the existing pipes. And it that's the kind of improvements that we're needing, maintenance improvements that we're needing to make at this time. $176,000 is included in the Long Neck budget for pump station rebuilds, $205,000 in the West Rehoboth budget for pump station rebuilds, over $1 million in the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities budget for major pump station rebuilds. There's also $1.4 million in the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility budget for renovations to the maintenance building and the administrative building at that location. The districts, the amount of the increase, the highest amount of increase per year is $39 in the Hennepin Acres Sewer District. West Rehoboth, our largest district, the increase that we're recommending is $12.70 per year. Some of the districts, so Bethany, South Bethany, Fenwick, are $18 per year.
As Mr. Baker